Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello, once again, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us. It is indeed a pleasure to have you all on the air and tune in with us for almost 7 years now. We're doing very well on this show, and I trust that you all are certainly taking information back from it that you're really enjoying. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. So please continue to tune in and tell your friends about us. You can check out my services and products at drjessewalker.com. Simply go there, and I'm going to place emphasis on looking at Terrence's story. Send me a comment. Let me know what you think about that. Without further ado, we're going to go right ahead and bring in Ms. Blake this evening because we got a long show for you tonight, and I certainly am looking forward to it. We're going to bring in my co-host, Ms. Blake, author of Fall in Love with Me, and she's going to give us our commercial. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening.
Hi, Dr. Walker. You may hear just a little noise. I'm getting off the road, but I'm glad to do another show this evening. How are you doing?
Doing very well, and you?
I'm great, and I want to let you know that one of our previous guests on the show, Dr. Calvin Rock, he sends his regards. I was at an event that he was speaking at this weekend, so just wanted to let you know he sends his regards.
Thank you very much. Yes, I know him quite well. Thank you very much for that.
Yes. I'll be very quick with my commercial. Just with the Christmas season coming upon us, I just encourage people to visit my website, fosterleaders.org, and you will see my book, Falling in Love with Me, as well as my ebook, Dying to Wake Up. They make excellent gifts, stocking stuffers, or just something you want to give somebody that you want to help. The book is one of those gifts that keeps on giving for generations. So check it out. Again, it's www.fosteringleaders.org. That's it.
Okay. Well, great. Spend maybe a couple of minutes on reiterating some of the past shows that we've had. I really get caught up into these shows. I think that they're lifesavers for a lot of people. And what I mean by that is you never know what people are going through. And when they tend to get with these shows, it's like they're, you know, they go back and they can listen to the archives and begin to feel good about things that they hear on the show. Sometimes you may not always have a friend that you can talk to, but when they come on the air or when they go into the archives, then they're able to actually listen in and pick up on something that they can go and play it back, you know, over and over again and be able to get whatever it is that they need for that moment that they're going through something. You know, having said that, I want to just reiterate a couple of the past shows that we've had that a lot of people have even spoken to me about that tend to enjoy some of these things. One of them being, should relationships come with a expiration date, like dating? Let me just before we get into tonight's topic, what do you think, Ms. Blake? Do you think that dating should come with an expiration date?
You know, it depends on what you're looking for from dating. You know, a lot of people think dating leads to marriage, and in a lot of instances, in that case, yes, if that's what you're dating for, then, yeah, it should be a point that, like, I'm not going to date you forever. But for some people just want to date, and I think it depends on which stage of life you're in.
Oh, okay, all right. But then what about if you're dating someone and that person is not really, they have more intent. Their intent is they want to get married, you know, and want more out of it. Then should dating for them be something that they would consider to be, let's put an expiration to this?
Well, I don't know about an expiration as much as if they're with the wrong person, then they need to end that. If that person says, you know, I just want to go out, have companionship, but I don't want marriage, and the person they're dating wants to be married, then they're not in the right relationship.
Well, I agree with you there wholeheartedly. If in that case, I would say that person who desires more than just dating, they should put an expiration date on it. And
right.
I don't even think it's safe to tell that other person that, you know what, I'm going to end this. Or maybe it is. But I kind of think that when you're telling them that if we, you know, you can't make a decision within the next 30 days about whether or not you want to marry me, then I'm done. Because that almost, in some cases, can force a person's hand. And when you do that, if they're not ready, it can come back to haunt you.
Right, it can. I guess the bottom line, the main thing is don't try to change that person. People make the mistake in relationships of trying to change people. I really believe that we have to accept people for who they are, and as I say in my book, but we don't have to settle for them being in our lives. So oftentimes if somebody says, well, I don't want to get married, that other person sometimes thinks they can convince them differently.
Well, yeah,
and that's a bit of a mistake.
That's a very huge mistake. That is a huge mistake that people make, and they don't realize. And that's what I mean when I clearly say that can come back to definitely haunt you, and even hurt you, because if somebody's not ready for something, it can take some years, and that person will one day just wake up and say, you know what, this isn't really what I wanted. I wasn't ready to do this. So that's the drawback. That's the dangers of trying to force somebody's hand. So based on that, would you say that it's wise to get a person to say, well, you know what, an expiration date. If I can't get married to this person or if they're not even showing me signs of proposal in the next 30 to 60 days, like Christmas time, right now, the Christmas season. And this is a time when a lot of people are so excited, and they want to hear that proposal. They want to get that engagement ring. Would you say that it would be something that they, you know, try to tell somebody? Would you advise them to tell them?
Not necessarily. I think that person has to make their own mind up as to how long they're going to give it. They can have the expiration date, but I think, you know, rushing somebody or putting pressure on a person is not good. That person, there's nothing wrong with saying, look, I'm going to be ready to get married. I want to date forever. I mean, if a woman tells a man that, he hears that. But to say, well, if I don't get a ring Christmas, you can forget it. You know, that's not the best thing to do because, again, it's not good to force people into a decision. But now, if you've been dating for quite a while and that person, you know you love them, they say they love you, and they want to spend life with you and they're not doing anything to solidify it, then, yeah, at some point you may say, you know what, if we're not married by next year, then I'm going to have to reconsider this relationship. That's a little different, in my opinion, and some may disagree, than saying, you know, I need a ring by Christmas, or I need a ring by Valentine's Day. Because
so
if, are you really – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Ms. Lane.
The quick question I was going to ask, because are you really wanting the marriage or is it you're more caught up in the ring? Because a lot of people are. I mean, I've been there myself, to be honest with you. So are you really caught up in being engaged? So I want to be engaged for Valentine's Day. I want to be engaged for Christmas. Or are you more caught up in committed to I want to build a relationship that turns into a marriage?
Yeah, so if I understand you correctly, are you saying then that you might tell someone a year from now to say if we're not married by, you know, a year from now, then I might have to reconsider this relationship? Do you make that announcement to them?
Yes, that's because if you're in a situation where you've been talking about, you know, we both want to get married. I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Where it's you've already mutually said you want to be together. So then you're telling that person, well, then I expect us to work toward it. I'm a goal setter. But that's a difference between, and there may be somebody listening, between the young lady who's saying, if he don't have a ring on my finger, if he don't propose to me by Christmas or New Year's Eve, it's over. Because that's a different mindset to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking both, and maybe we're thinking male and female here, because I'm thinking from the male perspective, and of course I can't speak for all males, and you know you can't speak for all females, but I'm just thinking, well, gee, what's the difference between that woman feeling she has to have that ring by Christmas, that and her, to me, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, that sends a signal that in her mindset is we're working towards that. Okay, now he's thinking. You know, where before maybe he wasn't thinking, but now he's thinking because this isn't just a surprise conversation. We've had this conversation. I'm thinking that, you know, it's along the same lines because now a year from now, if you're having this conversation now and you say to your mate, if we're not married a year from now, I may have to reconsider this relationship. I'm thinking along the same lines. Well, God, she put pressure on me for Christmas, which is only a few weeks away, versus a year from now. So I got 3 weeks of pressure versus 360 days of pressure. And then the fact of the matter is, I don't like any of the pressure. So.
Right.
Go ahead, Ms. Blake.
No, go ahead. So men don't want to be pressured, which we know that.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all. But let's go to the phone lines real quick and take another caller and see what they say. We're going to 954-226. Who do we have on the air?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, give us your thoughts on this.
Well, I'm a woman.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Miss Blake, how are you?
Awesome.
You know what? I am with you on this, okay? I am totally with you on this one. And that's exactly how I see it. I mean, I think it's better if you give that space a time because, listen, okay, it's not like we're just meeting. We have been together now for a while, and we have been talking. You know exactly that I am dating with a purpose. I'm not just dating to have a good time and just to go on dating forever.
Right,
and I've
already
put it out there that, you know, I would like us to work towards marriage, and you are telling me that, you know, yes, this is what you want also, but at the same time, I don't see any progress. I don't see you going towards that what the ultimate step is for marriage. So I just don't want to keep, you know, being stringed along. So after some time, I am going to say to you, you know, of course, in a nice way, I'm going to let you know, you know, we discussed marriage and you told me that, you know, this is where we are going to be going. You know, we've been dating now for X time. So, you know, I'm hoping that within a year from now, that we can, you know, solidify our relationship. how do you feel about that? Is it something that you think you can do or not? You know, because I figure in another year from now, if this is not working out, if we're not getting married, then I think, you know, I might decide to get out of this relationship because I don't want to just keep dating. So, you know, that's how I look at it also, you know, Dr. Walker.
Okay. Thank you, Rose, for that. And, you know, I'm going to venture a little different than Rose, you, and Ms. Blake here. And I'm going to go out on an edge and say, don't tell the guy, because if he feels, and this is just my opinion, and I could be wrong, and you know, but if the woman has got to tell the man that if we don't move in that direction a year from now, then I might have to reconsider this relationship. I mean, if you've got to tell that man that, he's not, I mean, what would make him ready a year from now? He's feeling like, okay, oh, now you're pressuring me. And that's the last thing that a man wants. And I would say a woman, if he's not, you know, you should see the signs. I don't see anything wrong with, and I think I heard you all may have said this, I don't see anything wrong with telling him to say, well, you know, I'm dating, and Rose, you did say that, with a purpose in mind. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, have that dinner conversation. You know, what's your intent? I mean, what do you plan to do? We've been together now for a while. What do you plan to do if you, you know, he says, well, we're just hanging out fun. Why, you know, why put anything on it? What do you mean, what do I want to do? Ms. Blake, what do you mean, what do I want to do? What do you say to that? And then Rose will come to you.
Right. You know what? So here's my opinion. Men, you know, I talk about the fact that y'all have less gray matter. So in all actuality, y'all are great companions, but y'all are a little slow sometimes. I'm just going to keep it real, Dr. Walker.
Okay.
So I don't believe in the throwing hints. I just like to make it plain because I really have seen many instances. Men think that they're going to have a woman forever because, you know, I don't know how Rose experiences and other women, but, you know, I build my man up. I make him feel like he's Superman. But the problem with that is he begins to think I could never leave because, you know, I can, no matter what I do, she thinks I'm the best thing since sliced bread. And therein lies the mistake in thinking. So I just believe in giving people a warning. You know how the caution light, the light turns yellow before it turns red? So that's my way of giving him that year and telling him my intentions. It's just reasonable because he may need to save money. He may need to get in the right position to propose to me. And so that's a year, you know. But if I don't say anything and I just say, well, he should know. He knows I want to get married. He knows we talked about marriage. He's not doing nothing. Well, some men won't move. They'll just think they have forever, and they're like, well, yeah, I was going to do that next year.
Well,
and then
I
walk
agree.
Away.
I think that we're probably saying some of the same things, you know, the three of us here, but in slightly a different way. And I still say, you know, even if it's, okay, we're going to reverse it in a minute, but let me get some information from Rose here. I mean, you know, and I'd like you to respond to what I said earlier. When the guy says, what do you mean was my intent? You know, you're having this dinner and you're having this conversation with him now. And what do you mean was my intent a year from now? I don't know what my intent is. I mean, we're having fun now. Why, you know, why try to change that fun and putting pressure on me?
Well, if he's asking me what do I mean by his intentions, then obviously maybe he just is not so smart, okay? So then I have to spell it out to him, okay? So I will let him know we've been dating for X amount of time initially because in our first few dates, before we actually become an item, I'm sure we sat down and we talked, we asked questions as to whether you see yourself in a year from now, in 2 years from now, and so forth. So maybe in those conversations, he told me that, you know, eventually he wants to settle down and get married. So now I'm asking him, we're dating for a while, you know, So I'm asking him now, you know, what is your intentions? How do you feel about settling down? Or is that still something that's on your list? Okay, so I'm going to have to spell it out to him and let him know that's what I'm talking about.
Now, I think now when you do have, now that, when you start spelling it out like that, you know, even if he appears to be elementary, that level, when you start spelling it out, breaking it down, and something that you said, Ms. Blake, you know,
mm-hmm.
tell the man, and I think that you and Rose are saying the same thing, tell the man, point blank, that if you know, you have that conversation, I would say give him the conversation where it doesn't sound like it's being pressured. But when you give him that conversation and now you begin to, based on what he says, what do you mean, what's my intent? Then you break it down for him now. Then now that gives him the choice to say, well, you know, I can't. And Rose, I'm going to go back at you at this one here. Well, I don't see, if you're talking about marriage, and I think you need to be specific with him. If you're talking about marriage a year from now, and here it is, this is December 1, and you want to be, if you, I can't see myself being married by December next year or the end of next year. That's not on my, I think Rose, you used the word list. That's not on my list. So now, Rose, let me ask you. The man says, "That's I don't see myself. I don't see myself being ready for it. It could change." Now, when he starts to say that, that means he wants to give you some hope. He still wants to kick it with you. Okay. Now, Rose, how do you respond to that?
I suppose it depends on how important this is to me. So if he's going to tell me he can't see himself getting married in a year from now, I might ask him, okay, when do you see yourself getting married? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need him to kind of give me something. If he said, if he's going to tell me, you know what, I mean, it could change, but I can't really give you a time period as to when I'm going to see myself, then I know it's time for me to go. Now, if he can tell me, well, sweetie, can we do it, can we say a year and a half, you know? If he can tell me, can we do it in a year and a half?
Right.
He's giving me something definite now. He's not telling me, well, I really don't know, you know, things could change, let's play it by ear, you know. No, I can't go for that. But if he's giving me something definite, okay, baby, let's plan it for a year and a half from now. Because in a year, I still want to do X, Y, Z. Give me 6 months after that, and you know, we'll start planning our wedding a year from now and take 6 months to plan the wedding. We're good. Then I could do that.
Okay. Ms. Blake, come on in, and then I want to respond to what Rose said. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was listening, and I hear Rose, and I think that's a good way to do it, too. The other thing is, you know, if a guy is saying, well, you know, I can't really tell you. I'm not really sure I'll be ready, you know, exactly when I'll be ready, or I'm not sure that I'll be ready in a year. Well, you know, I'm not sure I'll still be with you in a year then. And you know, and my whole thing is, yeah, you know, that's me. Now, I may not break up on the spot because the heart is involved. But I may open myself up to more possibilities and options and may become less available. And, you know, what I find, I think I heard on TV, and it's so true, men love the hunt and the chase. And what you find happens is when you start becoming less available, you all become more of a chaser, and you may be ready to put down, you know, roots. But it's not a strategy, because when you say that you may not be available, you really need to mean it.
You mean the man.
No, the woman.
Oh,
like if I said to my friend, you know, well, okay, since you don't know when you might be ready to get married, I don't know how long I may be in this relationship. Or I don't know how long I'll just continue to see you exclusively.
Right. I understand. And I think that's, I'm just throwing mine out there. I want to respond to you and Rose. It sounds like you're all on the exact same page. And I think we'll stay with this here tonight. We'll just kind of kick this here. I like this here. We'll do this other show.
Good.
Another time. Yeah, I want to stay with this here because this is very interesting, you know, coming an expiration date here we're talking about. with dating, you know, if your intent is serious and you want to go further. But I, you know, men can and will lie. Women can and will lie. If that man, and I think I'm leaning more towards being on the agreement side with you and Rose rather than against or opposing you all. But, you know, I would just say that if that man really enjoys being with you and he's not ready to kind of end this thing, he's more than likely just going to tell you, okay, yeah, a year and a half, Rose, and this is exclusive for you. A year and a half, you know, I could see myself doing that in about a year and a half. Okay, you're saying, Rose, that he's giving you something more definite now. But that's not really true, in my opinion now, because, and I respect yours, right. That's not really true. What he's doing is he's baiting you. Mm-hmm. He's trying to hold you in there. And then when that year comes out, yeah, he's buying time. When that year comes around, and then you're starting to talk about these plans and different things, now he's starting to fade away, but at the same time, while you were still available, Ms. Blake, this goes for you too. While you're still available, he's kind of, in his mindset, he's starting to look at his other options, but he's not telling you that. That's what that man is doing. So he's preparing himself so that, you know, when that time comes, because you have these expectations and he's not ready. He's not ready. And he's not going to be ready until he's ready. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. That man really, you know, and Ms. Blake, I know you say you read it or you heard it on television that we are hunters. And a part of that is true. But and every situation is different. Not all men mm-hmm. are hunters like that. Men feel, a lot of men feel that, okay, the field is wide open. There's a lot of women out there, okay? And so they started thinking quantity as opposed to what they should be thinking, quality. And so when they say, well, you know, let me start exercising my options now. I got her, and then he's going to do the reverse on you. He's going to make himself less available, and then which makes you now become sort of the hunter. Okay, now, Rose, what are your thoughts on that? And, Ms. Blake, I'm going to go back to you because, I mean, if he's giving you what you thought, Rose, was a definite, that's not a definite. If that man is not coming out and proposing to you without any pressure from you, but I can understand having that discussion with him, you know, where do you see yourself? Rose, I like what you said earlier. Where do you see yourself a year from now, you know, a couple of years from now? And if he's not saying us, we, our, he's not making this a plural thing, that man is not even thinking about what you're thinking about. Go ahead, Rose, and then it's Blake, same thing, along the same line.
I hear you, and I can appreciate what you just said. I think I could go along with that. You know, it's possible that he's just buying time. It is very much possible. And that's something to think about. That's something that I would have to think about now, you know, because there, him giving me a date, well, a year and a half, is possibility that he is being honest, but there's also a possibility that he's just buying time, like you said. So, you know, what do you do? What do you do at that time?
I'm going to address that, and then Ms. Blake, we're going to get your thoughts on it. Rose and Ms. Mm-hmm. Blake, I say to you all, I would say, if that man is not talking it, and I know, Ms. Blake, you said you probably wouldn't break up on the spot. I like what you said, that you would not be as available, and I think that you and Rose should mean what you say. You should mean what you say. And then you look mm-hmm. at your other options as well. I think that, you know, I would think you let him know, you know what, I'd end it right there. I would tell a woman, end it right there. Have that conversation, feel the pain, hurt, and then a year from now, there's a good chance that you'll be over this. I mean, you may not even be fully over him, but you stood your position. You really stood your position. And then I believe, this is just me now, I believe that God, the creator of the universe, will put someone in your path, especially if you're thinking spiritual-mindedly. You know, God will put someone in your path that's best suitable for you. Ms. Blake, give me your thoughts, and then we'll keep this going.
I mean, you're right, Dr. Walker. I'm actually listening to this conversation, our discussion here, and you're absolutely right. I think the main thing is just to recognize that person's mindset, because I think oftentimes, and I talk about it in my book, that you know, we see the man we want to see and not
right.
the person that's really in front of us. And so men are pretty easy to understand. I think we're the ones that's complex. So, you know, men say they don't want to do something right now, pay attention.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so I do agree with you on that. It's not that easy to walk away, though, when you're in love. I will
right.
say that. You know, we give these answers, but when that heart gets there. But I heard something again this weekend that stuck with me. It says, follow your heart, but take your mind along with you. And, you know, and I think that's wisdom, because the heart will keep you attached. The heart will be like, well, maybe he will change. I really love him. You know, maybe I just need to be patient. Maybe God, we start putting God in it too. You know, maybe God is trying to teach me patience, you know. No, maybe he just don't want to get married no time soon.
You
know?
Okay.
And I know that's bad English, but I'm just being funny.
No, but that's you know, I think that you, when you're dealing with relationships and one party in that relationship, this is just my humble opinion, one party is desirous of going further, you know, I agree with what you all are saying. You got to really listen to what's being said by that other party. And it could be the reverse. If the man is desirous of settling down and he wants to go forward and he says, let's now, when they start talking us, you know, how do you want to do a bank account? You know, where would you want to live? You know, do you want to live upstairs, downstairs? Do you want a 2 or 3 bedroom home? You know, now he's talking us. And then not only is he doing the lip sync, but he's putting things into place, you know, and his actions. I'd say don't, I mean, seldom go by what anybody says. That's a man or a woman. Their actions
right.
demonstrate really who they are. Rose, give me your thoughts on that.
Totally agree with that, because you know, people, whether it's male or female, they sometimes say what they know that a party wants to hear, okay? And that's their way of actually holding on or keeping you where they want you to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people just tell you what they know that you want to hear. Sometimes they can be very good listeners, and they listen to what it is that you really want, and then they regurgitate that back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then here you are, you're believing all of this because you're hearing what you want to hear, when in reality, they're just playing you along, you know. I think people who do that are very dishonest, and, you know, it's going to come back around on them, but we just have to be wise. We just have to be wise, and we just have to have our mind where it's supposed to be, not just going with our heart. I like what Ms. Blake said, follow your heart, but have your mind.
Bring your mind along with it.
Exactly.
Yes,
right.
And
right.
I agree with you all. I agree with you all wholeheartedly because, you know, in either way, like you said, Rose, you know, the woman or the man, if they're going in those directions, then you need to kind of like just listen to what they're saying. Their heart, I don't believe in following your heart. I believe in using common sense. I mean, when you're young and you're naive and you don't know any better, that's where that heart really comes in. But as you get older and you've already experienced some hurt and suffering and pain, you don't want that in your later years of life. And I believe we're all probably on the same page with that. Ms. Blake, do you want that later in life? Rose, do you want that later in life?
Tears.
Say it again.
You get too old, needless tears.
Okay, you went in and out. You get too...
I'm sorry. We get too old to shed needless tears.
Right, I agree with you. I agree with you. Rose, what do you think?
Totally agree.
Okay, and see, that's the thing. You know, when you're young and naive and you're crying and you're hurting, you know, because somebody gave you some hope. But then when you know, you run across, and I place emphasis on men now and just say this here, and I, of course I'm not trying to speak for all men, but if that guy, we go back to what you were saying earlier, Rose, if he's saying a year and a half, you know, he's just trying to appease you, give you something to hold on to you, when he's actually going to reverse that and start making himself less available, because unless he really feels this is what he wants to do, if that man is having his cake and eating it too, there's a good likelihood he's not going to change anything he needs to change. I often say that unless a person goes through a traumatic or dramatic experience, that's what ultimately alters behaviors. That's what brings about a change. A traumatic or dramatic experience, you know, when it's almost like life-threatening. Well, I can't see myself living without this woman. You know, she's pulling back. I like what you all said earlier, where you make yourself less available. And when he realizes, oh, no, I can't take this. I can't take this. You know, I got to be with that woman. And then that can alter something. But it still has to be, you know, that's a risk that you take. You know, but I think it's worth the risk. I do. Because there's a 50-50 chance, there's a 50% chance that you might get him, 50% chance that you don't. But what happens is there's a 100% chance that you lose him if you pressure him and he does what he's not willing to do. And then that makes your life miserable down the road, because if you're young enough and you desires of having children, now you got one or two kids from him, and he wakes up one morning and says, you know, and throws it in your face, that's not what I wanted to do anyway. And now we've got two children, you know. And now that woman is, I would think she's more heartbroken. Because even when he tries to fix that with flowers and sweetness and all of this kind of stuff, she's wondering if he really spoke his heart. Rose, give me your thoughts on that. What do you think? Did he really speak his heart? Or, I mean, can you overcome that?
I think if he throws that out there, I think it's coming from his heart. I really, it will be difficult for me not to believe that's coming from his heart. Once he put it out there, I'm going to think this is really what he's thinking. But it took him being upset to say exactly what he wanted to say. Because, see, when he's in a good mood, he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. So he's not going to say this. But when he's upset, he knows he can just throw it out there, because now he doesn't care. He's mad enough to say it. So I would definitely believe him, and I guess that might put a damper on how I feel about him.
Ms. Blake, give me your thoughts. But now, remember now, you got two children now, and now it's like some women, it's like, you know, wow, I've got these kids now. It's not, and I heard what you said earlier, it's not as easy to walk away. But now, 3 months later, when he said, well, you know, I didn't really mean that. That man meant that. He really meant that. And he wasn't drunk. He was sober. He was just upset. And I know sometimes things can come out when we're upset, but sometimes that's what you're thinking. That's what you're thinking. Ms. Blake, give me your thoughts.
Well, my personality, and I always advise people, you don't beg anybody to be with you. You know, goodbye. I mean, if people don't want to, you know, I'll say this, if people leave you, then they didn't deserve you. It's just that simple. So if I was a woman in that place or life coaching someone in that situation, I would be like, let them go. You know, because why beg somebody to stay with you that doesn't?
Yes, I'm not sure if I heard the last couple of words that you said, because your phone is fading.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about my phone. Why beg someone to stay with you who doesn't want to be with you? So even though that lady has two children, that still should not allow herself to become emotionally abused.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But, you know, you mentioned earlier, it's not that easy to walk away. I mean, you got two kids now, and if you don't have the money, it becomes even probably two or three times harder to try to collect yourself and walk away from this, because now you got other factors that come into play. If I get the kid, take the kids, we go, you know, I want to get away from this man now because he's really hurt me. He's really hurt me to the point of maybe no return. Now, you know, I'm thinking child support, you know, maybe forget about alimony, but maybe child support. And then these kids are going to be free from their dad. Chances are they're young. I mean, all of these factors start to come into play. And then now you're even scared, depending on that age group. I mean, even if you're older and you've got these kids and you're not financially in a position, you become even scared of the unknown. But I would say to anyone out there, make your plan, make your preparation to let that, if it's a woman, let her go. If it's a man, give him the gift of goodbye. You know, because if you don't, one day it's going to come and they're going to tell, especially when it was a pressure situation, they're going to tell you, listen, I'm sorry, but this wasn't what I wanted. And now your circumstances have changed. You might have gone in and gotten in debt, you know, gotten this house with this person, of course. You've gotten all of this debt. You know, you went out and you bought $10,000 worth of furniture from a loan company. And now you got all of these things that you got to detach yourself from because you can't afford it. Now it messes up your credit. It messes up your life. So it would have been simpler, Rosalind Blake right here, it would have been simpler having that conversation, even if you paid for the dinner for him. You know, I mean, if you end up doing that, because it's worth it for you, that investment into yourself. Or either if he took you out to dinner, you want to know, what's his intent? And those of you all that are listening during this holiday season, when you're feeling good, when you're feeling good out here, and you feel like, oh, this is going to be, you know, you get caught up, don't get caught up into the facade of the season. Because, you know, the reality of it is, you know, Thanksgiving is one day when it should be every day, you know, giving thanks. Christmas is only one day, you know, where people are exchanging gifts. But then you got 363 other days, or in some cases 364 days, or whatever the case is. But let me tell you this, don't get caught up into the facade of feeling good for the season, because that can mess you up. It's just the same as people going out there and getting, oh, let me go to this party, and I'm going, oh, let me have a couple of drinks. Let me have, no, I need two more. I can outdrink you. And now you're not even thinking that you got to drive. And you go out here after leaving that club, and, I mean, your alcohol level is so high. And all of a sudden now, you realize that, my gosh, what is going on with me? You know, your vision is impaired, everything, and you get into an accident. You hit somebody, and that's it. And now it could become, if there's a fatal accident, vehicular homicide, all because of that one stupid decision that you got caught up into because you wanted to feel good for the season. It's a feel-good thing. And it's no different. Now, this is just my humble opinion. It's no different than you getting excited for the season. You're getting excited for the season to say, oh, I'm expecting this ring, or I'm expecting to get married. No, that should be going on all along, that person is like, now he's putting the icing on the cake, but he should be the one. That man should be the one as a hunter that has pursued you and said, you know what, girl, I can't see myself without you. You know, so, you know, and he's talking us. And he's not just talking this, but now he's making some preparation. He's putting some things down and saying, okay, she wants a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. She wants to live maybe in Florida. She wants to stay in Florida. You know, you're projecting. And then he says, okay, let's go out. Now, let me ask you this, Rose. We're going to come at you, and let's ask you this. Now, Rose, let's say you all are at the dinner. And he's saying, okay, next year, or a year and a half from now, let's go back to yours and say a year and a half from now. Yeah, I can see myself doing that. And then he says, now he starts to initiate some things. Let's say a month later. Now you're past December. Now you're towards the end of January. He says, well, you want to go start looking at some houses? Now, Rose, let me ask you now, is he in line with the thinking about us?
Oh, it seems that way, definitely, because now he is trying to make plans. And, you know, when he said a year and a half, I really don't expect him to just say a year and a half and just forget about it, you know. I would need to see the actions that's following the speech. So when he tells me a year and a half and I'm saying, okay, at least he gives me a definite, I'm thinking that I still have to watch for the signs. I can't just take the year and a half as a date and then the conversation is over I don't hear anything about it again. I don't see any actions, any plans going on. You know, then, you know, I'd probably be a fool just waiting. But if he says a year and a half, and then I see that he is actually making plans towards that year and a half, you know, then I would see that he is trying to live up to the expectations. Now, and I'm going to say, I feel good letting him know what I'm thinking, you know, letting him know that this is what I'm expecting in a year or a year and a half, because I wouldn't want to just surprise him and say, well, you know what, I'm leaving because you haven't made any attempt to get married. You know, I think it's best to always talk to him about it first, not just surprise him with, you know, what I think he should be thinking, because sometimes men, you know, they just don't, we both don't think this alike at times, men and women. So I think it's okay once we're dating for a while. It's okay for me, the woman, to kind of, you know, put that hint out there, let him know, you know, what you want us to work towards instead of just having a good time and just dating, just to date, you know.
Okay. I'm a bit confused on something here. Rosa, maybe you can help me out with it. Let's play stand by just for a second. And that is a year and a half if he starts. I agree with you that if he's talking a year and a half and he's, you know, you're watching his actions behind his speech, that is the perfect thing to do. But then I'm beginning to wonder, it was something and I must have missed it, but I'm just thinking that anything can happen in a year and a half. We all know that. In extenuating circumstances, they could still break up. But if he's trying, if he's putting forth that effort, then I think that that sends some signs that he's very serious about this. But, oh, I think it was that you want to tell him. You don't see anything wrong with telling him, Rose. Clarify that for me. When you say tell him what? At the dinner in June, in December, tell him what?
My mistake. I should have clarified that. I went back earlier to something. I thought I heard you say that as a woman, you shouldn't tell him what you're thinking, because then he's going to start looking at his other options. But I'm thinking that I think it's only fair for me to let him know, or fair to him, for me to let him know what I'm thinking. If I'm thinking that in a year from now, if he's not getting ready to settle down, then I'm going to move on, I think at that dinner when we sit down to talk, I should let him know this is what I'm thinking, you know. So whether or not he wants to think about other options or what, that's on him. But I would let him know that this is where I'm going. This is, you know, the line I'm thinking along. I hope I'm not confusing you any more.
No, I think I got it. But that's what you and Ms. Blake were saying. I believe I understood you all to say that earlier, the same thing, okay, that you would tell the guy. Ms. Blake, are you there? Go ahead. Ms. Blake? Okay, hang on a second, Ms. Blake. We got you. I think this is what you all were saying earlier. Ms. Blake, yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yes, that's what I was saying, that, you know, just at least give them a heads up. It shouldn't have to come out of left field. They should have a clue.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. But at the same time, I would just say if he's sounding iffy, I mean, I would think that even before that dinner, it's got to be, if we go with tradition, and I think sometimes tradition doesn't even work, because you all said earlier, and I'm not going to necessarily agree with that, but I mean, maybe I could, but in some cases, all men are different. I can't speak for all men. And there may be some times when men appear a little slow, and they might be. And sometimes women are a little slow, because we both, as the sexes, we have our thoughts about women, and just like you all have your thoughts about men. But I would say, venture to say, if that man isn't showing the initiative, because when a man wants a woman, he's going to do what he needs to do. When he's into that woman, and you know what, and if any man venture to say anything different, I would challenge that. When that man wants that woman, that man is going to do everything within his power to pursue, be that hunter, and he's going to do everything that he can to lock that woman in, you know, to win her heart and to try to get as close as he can to her to marry her. She doesn't have to coerce him in any way, form, or fashion. This is what he wants, and that man knows that this woman is exceptional. A man, believe it or not, a man knows, especially a mature, experienced man, he knows what he's dealing with. He knows, and he may come across slow and cautious, but that's when that woman, to me, and that's what I'm saying, breaking tradition, don't be that, don't wait for it to be hunted. Just go and tell him, and I agree with you and Rose there, you let him know. You know, oh, buddy, I'm not just dating, you know, without a purpose. I have a purpose in mind. And if that man is not clicking to that, then you know what? You can hang in there forever. And that man is going to be when he's ready for it. And now 5 years later, 10 years later, you're 10 years older. And now you're thinking when you could have been with somebody or some other man all those years later that really is into you. Because there's a man, there's somebody for all of us. I believe that. And there's somebody, that woman will be into you, that man will really be into you, like what you really wanted. The question becomes, you know, are you over, you know, it's a matter of getting over this other person that you spent so much time because it felt good. It felt good. And it probably was good. But, I mean, you're going on and you're not progressing. I think life is about progressing. You know, getting to that next level, you know, and if he's not trying to get there with you, I that dinner date, I would cut him off. If I would tell any woman, cut him off right then. And it's like, oh no, well then, you know what? I don't think I want to do any more dinners. I don't think I want to hang out anymore. I'm sorry. I know we got plans for the movies tomorrow, but I'm just not feeling that because I want more. And what, there's no way he's going to give you more later. He's just going to give you a hopeless promise. But to you, it's hope. But he's going to give you an insufficient fund check of hope because you're going to be played. And I'm telling you, and I can be wrong, and I'm hoping that I'm wrong. But, you know, it's about feeling good, making appeasing you. And I'm telling you, you're better off cutting that. And then now, and then let me throw it at you, Ms. Blake. What if the man, now you cut it off from that dinner in December, and you don't go to the movies with him tomorrow, do you have tickets? And he says, oh, come on, let's just go to movies. Okay, you might decide to go, and then that's the end of it, all right? Now, when he see that you are serious and month pass by and you're not trying to hang out with him, and then, okay, then his pride kicks in. It kicks in. Then he says, forget her. Now he says, all right, a couple of weeks goes by. If that man will be missing you enough, then that man will start thinking differently. Ms. Blake, give me your thoughts.
I do agree. In fact, that's pretty much been the experience that I have seen in my lifetime. And that's where I get that hunted thing from. I mean, I know that it varies from person to person, but once you look like you're moving on, because a man knows when he has a good woman, just like you said, and if he truly cares and he starts seeing, wait a minute, I'm about to lose this, you know, then they start coming correct. I mean, the good ones. Now, the ones who just are out to no good, they're just going to be out to no good. That's who they are, you know.
Right.
But the ones who maybe was thinking about playing around some but really did want that good woman, oh, they pay attention. They notice when they are losing that. But unfortunately, for some women, by the time the man notices that, it's too late.
Well, and you know, Ms. Blake, with that in mind, if I were that woman, I would not look back. I wouldn't feel sorry for him. I would not. Because somewhere along the way, he was not mature enough, and I know you all probably thinking that I'm real cold-hearted and so forth and so on, but I'm about making progress in life. And if they're not making progress with you, then they're keeping you back. That goes for a man or a woman. If they're not progressing with you, then they're keeping you back. And I don't think that that's, you know, time is short, life is short. You know, when you can be with somebody that makes you really happy, and there's no sin or punishment in being by yourself until that right person does come along. Rose, give me your thought on, you know, whether or not, I mean, walk away from that dinner that night, or do you go to dinner and the movie the next day with the guy and then call it quits? Because the next day, he's going to have the flowers. He's going to he's probably going to smell real extra good. And I'm not bashing men because I'm a man, and I'm not bashing men because this could go either way. But he's going to have the flowers. He's going to try to take you he's going to probably bring you a nice gift because he's going to try to get you to change your mind. And that's where the fruit of the poisonous tree comes in. Hold on.
It depends. I could do it a couple of ways. Now, if I am hooked on him somewhat and I don't really want to end it right now, it's a possibility that I might still see him. But during that time, I'm giving myself time to get over him, because once he already made me know that this is not where he wants to go, then my mindset is going to change. I might still want to see him right now because I am not fully over him. I'm not over him yet, and I probably still want to be able to go out, but I'm using that time I'm not sure if I'm explaining this right, but I'm using that time to kind of heal my heart. You know, I could still be with him, but at the same time, I'm getting over him. And after a while, you know, I'm fully over him. I might not be saying this right, but it's like I am with him, but I am healing at the same time. I'm not sure how I say that, but he doesn't really have my full attention anymore. I'm just there for the game, so to speak, just to have someone to go out with until I can really let him go fully. But he doesn't have all my attention anymore.
Okay, Ms. Right. Rose, I think I'm trying to understand, but see, that's where, and this is my humble thought, Ms. Blake, we'll come to you in a second, and that's where I think the mistake that a lot of women make, right there. You're saying that you can play the game with him by being with him, but you're not. He doesn't have your full attention. Well, you know, he knows that as long as you're with him, he's still winning. He's still winning because, you know, you're still with him. And then if that man is smart enough and he knows how to play that game, then, yeah. Okay, Ms. Blake, give me your thoughts, and then we'll come back to Rose, and then we'll end the show for the evening. Go ahead, Ms. Blake.
Well, you're making really good points, and it's great to have the male point of view, because I think the same way Rose does, when I alluded earlier in the show about saying, well, I'll keep my options open. That's when I continue to go out with him, but he doesn't have all of me, and I'm open to dating. And that's
right.
How I wean myself. I think, Rose, you were probably talking about weaning away from him. But I hear you too, Dr. Walker, that maybe we think we're weaning and maybe they're winning.
Right. You're thinking that you're weaning and the man is actually winning. Because he's mindful that you're trying to keep your options open. But if you're, I think the most powerful weapon that you all said was what you all said earlier, to make yourself less available. And that's when the woman starts to win, because now he respects her position that she takes. Oh, she's serious. Okay. I just thought that I could win her over, but no, she's serious. And no matter how bad it hurts, you got to stand firm. To see if this man, if he's not pursuing you to all in, then you know what? He's really not that into you. If he's not pursuing you to all in. Rose, go ahead. Give us your thought. Okay. I think we may have lost Rose right now. She might be just listening. But anyway, you know, I mean, that's just my opinion, you all. And we've all exercised our opinions. And in probably most of the cases, we've been on the same page. But, you know, just don't get caught up into the feel-good situation. I think that mature people need to know what they want. They need to know what they want. And, Ms. Blake, I'm going to let you close us out tonight, you know, and talk about, when people show you who they are, and that sort of thing. Go ahead, Ms. Blake, and close it out.
In the final minutes, we have to believe people when they show us who they are. We can't go into denial. We can't become a social worker and think that we're going to fix them up. Believe them. See them as who they are. Believe them. And if they're not the person that you want in your life, then you have to, as Dr. Walker said, no matter how painful it may be, you have to give them the gift of goodbye. Clean out your closet so that you can make room for all the good things to come.
All right, and on that note, we are clearly out of time. We want to thank all of you all for tuning in with us this evening. Continue to put us out there on Facebook, social media, and other networks, and continue to tell as many of your friends about us as possible. Again, you can listen to this show in its entirety 20 minutes after the live broadcast, and we have over 800 shows out there, so I'm sure there is a show that can be of interest to you. Well, join us again this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you miss, choose to bypass this Friday, join us once again live next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.